fight
for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
From which?
From Adam Schiff.
I learned nothing from Adam Schiff. I think he's a maniac.
What would you want to learn if he testified?
I think Adam Schiff is a deranged human being. I think he grew up with a complex for lots of reasons that are obvious. I think he's a very sick man. And he lies. Adam Schiff made up my conversation with the president of Ukraine. And one of the reasons people keep talking about it is that's what they saw. We have a perfectly beautiful 3 or 4 page transcription, and then in the other case, a 2 page transcription of the conversation. But a lot of people didn't read that. How many people called you? A friend of mine called up, a top person in New York called up, great friend of mine, very successful. Gee, I didn't like what was said. I said, oh, where did you see it? Did you read it? No, I didn't read it. I heard Adam Schiff. I said, well, that's not what was said. And I sent him a copy of what was said. He said, this is great. This isn't what he said. This guy is sick. He made up the conversation. He lied. If he didn't do that in the halls of Congress, he'd be thrown in a jail. But he did it in the halls of Congress, and he's given immunity. This is a sick person. He's a liar. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi knew he was lying, and she went on her show, Stephanopoulos, and she said he told the truth. So she was lying, too. These people are deranged. Okay, anybody else?
Mr. Prime Minister.
These people are treasonous criminals. And the president knows that. They know that. Everybody knows that. We're just sitting here, part of this charade, wondering when the back is going to break, wondering when the dam is going to give out, wondering when the space fleet is going to hit the surface of the planet and crash land. Now, I've got a ton of news here. We're going to be covering the impeachment scam, the fake impeachment run by the Democrats. We've got all the clips that are still developing. I mean, this is still going on. It started at, I think, 9 a.m. today. It's still going on at now 4 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock Central here. All a big fake, all a big fraud. And this excuse, well, it's making the Democrats look bad. Well, nobody's buying it. So just let it happen then? So we're going to play all the clips of all the madness. I'm going to try to maintain and not get too angry like I was in a report I filed earlier on Twitter. But I'm just fed up with it. I'm just sick of it. I'm done with it. And I've carefully thought about how I want to express my frustration and how I want to channel this audience's frustration. So I'm going to not do as much commentary on the impeachment today because I just know it's going to make my blood boil and I'm going to start screaming and shouting and ranting. And if you want that, you can go watch the report I filed this morning on Twitter. Instead, I'm just going to play all the reports and then open up the phone lines and let's hear from you. Let's see if you're as frustrated as I am, but I have no doubt. And then I will do commentary on some of the other news that's developing around the globe, new Epstein news, culture news, and just political news that we'll also be getting to in the next hour, 3 hours here on the InfoWars War Room. Also going to be joined by Dr. E. Michael Johns, and we'll get his take on all this madness as he is informed on the subject matters as well. But did you know, and the crew is still printing this for me, did you know Adam Schiff put out a 300-page report? I have it right here. A 300-page report. Not all of it. I'm going to have all of it. I've told the crew, give me all 300 pages of this toilet paper that Adam Schiff put out called the Trump-Ukraine Impeachment Inquiry Report. Total madness, but there's a little nugget in here I'm going to show you. Ooh. This is the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer, with you for the next 3 hours. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. There's so much going on behind the scenes. I kind of wanted to just spill the beans on some stuff, but I just kept, I at the last second was like, no, don't spill the beans on it. Put the beans, just keep the lid on that. And so I had a moment of distraction. But no, I've got so much to cover here in the next 3 hours. And then, yes, folks, there is a lot developing. It's going to be quite crazy in the next couple weeks. But what's happening right now with the impeachment scam is really next level. And I'm going to try my best to limit my commentary because I know I'm just going to get infuriated and start screaming and shouting and banging things and breaking things. And I just don't want to do that today because we need to play the clips. We need to take the calls from the audience and deal with this in a calm, collected manner. If you do want to see me screaming and shouting and how I really feel deep down, you can go and check out the report I filed on Twitter, on my Twitter, at All I Do Is Owen, J. Owen Schroyer on Twitter, this morning. But so I'm going to do my best to really just focus and try to play all the clips in the first hour. And then with my guest in the second hour, break it all down, get into some other commentary on some other major news developments. And then in the third hour, take your phone calls. So that's the plan. But I even still need to even take the first break to really focus my mind and lay out how I want to go through these clips in the first hour so that I can do it most effectively. Now, I've got the crew right now printing. They're going to finish this up for me. We may not get the full 300-page report, and that's okay. I just need the first 160 pages. Really, I just need a couple pages. But I wanted to just bring this out for full effect. This is a big old book, an official government document from the anus of Adam Schiff. The House Intelligence Committee. Ah, thank you very much. Does this go to the last, to 160?
It goes past it, yeah.
Okay. But we're done from there. You don't have to finish it. So this is only about 200 some pages. This is only about 200. In fact, let's get the exact number. 203 pages of the Adam Schiff anal discharge of the House Intelligence Committee right here. The Trump-Ukraine impeachment inquiry report. Now, you'd think with a big old document like that, a big old official government document, the impeachment report from Adam Schiff, you'd think this would be a big deal. This is nothing. This is the epitome of the Democrat Party right now. A bunch of hype, a bunch of weight, a bunch of waste, a bunch of toilet paper, a bunch of nothing, but posing as a big document, posing as a real thing. It's a big charade. But aside from all the nonsense that I could sit here and go point for point, here's how Adam Schiff is a total liar, which you can do, but it's the same thing that they've been doing in these hearings. It's literally the same crap. And the Republicans did file a counter report, but let's go to the real nugget in here, shall we? And you know, the people, look, let's just go to the real nugget in here on page 156 and 157. This is Adam Schiff's request subpoenaing phone records of who? Let's just throw some names out there. Rudy Giuliani. The White House. These are obviously names that you recognize. Devin Nunes, John Solomon, Jay Sekulow. And I'm just scratching the surface here. It just goes on and on. All these phone records that Schiff and the Intelligence Committee are subpoenaing to get. And they get Nothing, folks. There's nothing. They've literally gone through everything for 3 years and they have nothing. So what do they do now? They call forward college professors who, let's go to the New York Times' own words.
Who is Michael J. Gerhart? A professor who made impeachment his specialty. Noah, who is Noah Feldman? A scholar who specializes in constitutional law from Harvard. Who is Pamela Curlan? Legal leader committed to progressive causes. Who is Jonathan Turley? Republicans' lone expert on impeachment.
Oh! But then there's deception there. Acting like he's a Republican. He's not. Acting like he's a Trump supporter. He's not. In fact, he's the only one up there that obviously isn't filled with so much hatred, so much disgust, so much evil, that he had the nerve to go up there and speak the truth about what's actually going on with this impeachment process. And we'll play that clip. But from Representative Lamborn on Twitter, Professor Carlin donated to Elizabeth Warren. Professor Feldman called for impeachment within 3 months of the president's inauguration. Professor Gerhart was a media director for Al Gore. That's who they really are, folks. Three Democrat, anti-Trump spokespeople hired by the Democrat Party to get up there, fake witnesses. They call them witnesses. They're witnesses to nothing. They've witnessed nothing, literally nothing. But they're witnesses. So as you can see, my frustration is showing a little bit right now. And I'm just going to say this. I think it's time for President Trump and the Republicans to change their tact. I think it's time for them to start calling forward witnesses. Just make something up. I'm not even kidding. Just make it up and just call witnesses. I'll be a witness. I'll be a witness for whatever you want. And the Democrats said hearsay is more important than facts and evidence. So I've already been through the song and dance, 43rd hand source that Adam Schiff likes to torture people to death with Ed Buck in his drug apartment, in his drug den. Well, I heard it. And there actually is a little stuff there with Ed Buck and Adam Schiff. But hearsay, he's torturing and killing people with Ed Buck. That's the hearsay. I don't need facts or evidence, according to the Democrats, when it comes to attacking Trump. And that's Adam Schiff, by the way. And we can go on and play this song and dance. You heard the president, though. Adam Schiff is a deranged human. You know what I would do? You know what? At the start of the next segment, I'm going to tell you what I would do if I was President Trump with Adam Schiff. Because I do wonder if they've ever even spoken to one another. But I'll get to that, and we're going to get to all the clips coming up. But folks, remember InfoWarsStore.com, and remember that Cyber Week ends this week. Cyber Week ends this week. So that's all the big specials that we've been talking about. Cyber Week comes to an end. So free shipping store-wide right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Triple Patriot points with every order that can be applied towards future purchases. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. Just read all the reviews of the supplements. Read the reviews of the air filters, the water filters. And thank you so much for your support at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the Infowars War Room. I'm about to lay out all the clips. Well, some of the clips, they're still developing. From the Democrat impeachment scam, the coup, the treason the Democrats are committing right in front of your eyes. But first, you know, I'm sitting here watching Adam Schiff, that worm that we heard Trump called deranged. And he is. He's sick. He's a deranged individual, folks. We may never know how deep it goes, but we have an idea when he hangs out with people like Ed Buck and the Bug Eyes. And I mean, we have an idea about little Adam Schiff. But I'm wondering, is that snake is sitting here lying about Donald Trump, writing up 300-page reports, lying about Donald Trump, committing treason right in front of your eyes. I'm wondering, have Adam Schiff and Donald Trump ever actually met? Has Adam Schiff ever gone to the White House? Has he gone to the Oval Office? Has Trump ever invited him in there? Have they ever sat down man-to-man and discussed this? Has Schiff said some of this stuff to Trump's face? And so I was thinking, what would I do if I were Donald Trump? So this is what I think Donald Trump should do with Adam Schiff. Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, should call Adam Schiff into his office and shoot him. A very serious look. And tell him, why are you making this stuff up about me? Seriously. Donald Trump should call Adam Schiff into his office and shoot him an email with the facts regarding what Biden's were doing in Ukraine, making millions of dollars. And maybe Donald Trump should call Adam Schiff into his office and just shoot him an envelope with a picture of him and Ed Buck. But seriously, have Schiff and Trump ever been in a room together? Or is Schiff just doing all of this treason in front of the public, knowing what he's doing, knowing he's a total liar, obviously. I mean, Trump knows he didn't collude with Russia or Ukraine, just like Schiff knows that. Is that why Schiff is such a coward? He won't go to the president's office, or has he ever been to the president's office? But seriously, Donald Trump should invite Adam Schiff into the office and shoot him. A very serious look. And tell him he's not joking around anymore. Now, let's begin with some of these clips here from today's impeachment scam by the Democrats. First, let's go to Harvard Law professor and now notorious douchebag. Excuse me. I mean, this is like the professor that's just like just a total douche, guys. That's what it is. And also, let's just keep in mind that this guy was calling for impeachment immediately after Donald Trump was inaugurated. This is the guy who's a Democrat witness now, even though he's witnessed nothing. He's just a liberal law professor from Harvard. Here he is making things up that he wishes were true on today's version of Democrat Coup Circus, the Nadler Files.
High crimes and misdemeanors are abuses of power and of public trust connected to the office of the presidency. On the basis of the testimony and the evidence before the House, President Trump has committed impeachable high crimes and misdemeanors by corruptly abusing the office of the presidency. Specifically, President Trump has abused his office by corruptly soliciting President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine to announce investigations of his political rivals in order to gain personal advantage, including in the 2020 presidential election.
Now think about this, because that's just such, it's a lie stacked on top of a lie. But now, what are they going to do, folks? Because Biden is not Trump's political enemy. Biden is not even a top candidate to get a Democrat nomination. So Biden is nothing right now. Biden's just a name. So, but now do the Democrats have to force Biden to be the Democrat nominee to carry on this false narrative that Trump tried to hurt his political opponent for the 2020 election, Joe Biden, even though that's not even true? So now do the Democrats have to force Biden to be the nominee, even though he's literally sucking fingers, talking about his pedophilic desires on the campaign trail? Is that how desperate the Democrats are going to have to go? Or are they going to do the right thing and have Joe Biden get himself out of there before he starts, you know, sucking on a little kid's ear or something sniffing their butt. I mean, seriously, that's what Biden might do next. Or will they leave him in there, put him as the candidate so they can say, see, Trump was colluding with Ukraine to hurt his political opponent. Biden's not his political opponent. Let's move on. Here's Professor Pamela Curlan, who, by the way, donated to Elizabeth Warren, some another Democrat who's posing as a witness. Here she is talking about how triggered she is with her Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah, so I was struck, I came in from the airport yesterday and I got off the bus from Dulles down at L'Enfant Plaza and I walked up to the hotel, and as I was walking past what used to be the old post office building and is now the Trump Hotel, which I had to cross the street, of course.
Are you staying there?
God, no. Never. Never. But as I was walking past it, I noticed there's a...
Oh, my gosh. I'll never stay at the Trump Hotel. It's so nice and swank, and it's like the best customer service ever. And they literally have fat, juicy strips of bacon that they fry in front of you. Oh, so horrible. I was so triggered. But that was just her, a couple months ago. Now she's a big expert witness. But before we do that, here's what Doug Collins, a Republican, had to say, which, again, this is like the most extreme we got from the Republicans today. This is like level one. It needs to be up to like level 6, 7, maybe even 8 by now. But here's Doug Collins at a level 1 of frustration, hopefully just beginning the Republican frustration with this. But we'll find out. Here he is doubting the legitimacy of the Democrats' efforts.
The chairman has talked about impeachment since last year when he was elected chairman, 2 years ago, November 6th, 17th, before he's even sworn in as chairman. So don't tell me this is about new evidence and new things and new stuff. We may have a new hearing room. We may have new mics. And we may have chairs that aren't comfortable. But this is nothing new, folks. This is sad. So what do we have here today? You know what I'm thinking?
All right, folks, we're going to come back
at this
in the next segment, and we're going to finish off with this clip and then continue with the rest of the clips and the fake witnesses. And I just got clips for days. I'm going to try to get them all of them out in the first hour. Then, like I said, Dr. E. Michael Jones joins us. And we'll be doing some commentary on this and some other news with him. And then in the third hour, I'm going to take your phone calls. Are you as frustrated as I am with this impeachment madness, with this treason? I mean, let's call it what it is. This is treason by the Democrats. They've been engaged in this coup since 2016. I've had enough. I'm fed up. I'm done. Okay? And they don't want us on air, folks. They don't want this voice of frustration fighting back against the Democrat scams. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and make sure this voice is still on the air. They hate the fact that InfoWars is on the air. They are literally in the back of their minds dying inside running these fake impeachment scams, knowing that we're doing commentary on it. So keep us on air, folks, by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at InfoWars.com/show.
Remember, InfoWarsStore.com, Cyber Week specials rolling on right now, folks. They want to be able to run these impeachment scams and not have any voices of resistance that are at the levels that they should be. And look, I'm glad that Doug Collins is fired up about what the Democrats are doing. But like I said, this is like a level one. I mean, at the very minimum, they should be at like level 4 or 5. Really, they should be about a level 8 right now. I mean, you've got Adam Schiff with a 300-page document right out of his anus. The sound off of the House Intelligence Committee faking an impeachment report. That's how desperate the left is. And yeah, I put a note here because the Democrats sit here all day long like they care about real problems in America. Oh, we care about the impoverished. Oh, we care about this. We care about that. No, you don't. You don't give a damn. All you care about is your political power. All you care about is your political agenda. That's why you spent 3 years on fake impeachment and then put a 300-page document out about a known lie, a known false narrative. The Democrat Party is based on fraud. Its lifeblood is hate. But I'm getting distracted. Let's go back to Doug Collins, who's just beginning to get where he needs to be as far as the Republican frustration for the Democrat treason.
What do we have here today? You know what I'm thinking? I looked at this, and what is interesting is there's two things that have become very clear. This impeachment is not really about facts. If it was, I believe the other committees would have sent over recommendations for impeachment. Now they're putting it on this committee because if it goes badly, I guess they want to blame Adam Schiff's committee and the HSC and others want to blame this committee for it going bad. But they're already drafting articles. Don't be even fooled. They're already getting ready for this. We've already went after this with the Ukraine after numerous failings of Mueller, Cohen, and annulments. The list goes on. But the American people are foxy failing to see us legislate. But if you want to know what's really driving this, there's two things. It's called the clock and the calendar. The clock and the calendar. Most people in life, if you want to know what they truly value, you look at their checkbook and their calendar. You know what they value. That's what this committee values. Time. They want to do it before the end of the year. Why? Because the chairman said it just a second ago. Because we're scared of the elections next year. We're scared of the elections that we'll lose again. So we've got to do this now. The clock and the calendar are what's driving impeachment, not the facts.
And at the very least, this is just one angle, one little faction of the Democrat election fraud that they're engaged in right now. You have the propaganda and the media and the Democrats working in collusion. Then you have the very attack on the election process with illegal voting and no voter ID laws. And they've been caught doing this. And then the electronic voting machines without a paper record. They're doing all of it. But their biggest thing right now is destroying our will. Beating our will down. Beating our thirst for justice down. Just raping us with their lies and hoping we'll sit there and take it so that someday, look, folks, I'm sorry to get graphic, but it's like if somebody, you know, kidnaps a kid or something, you know, the first 20 or so times they take them downstairs to do their worst, they fight. And then after that, they're done fighting. You understand? They don't want us to fight. They want us to take it. Well, I'm not taking it. Excuse me. Let's just go back to the clips now. So now let's go back to Carlin. This is the Elizabeth Warren donor, fake witness of the Democrats today, responding to Doug Collins.
Today, you're being asked to consider whether protecting those elections requires impeaching a president.
I mean, just look at the energy of this woman.
Responsibility.
Or, excuse me, the lack thereof.
Everything I know about our Constitution and its values.
No, I'm sorry. Restart the clip because I'm being obnoxious. I'm talking over. But seriously, these folks, their essence, I mean, their hatred, their ugliness, it consumes them and then it projects itself out into the world. I mean, you can see the negative energy of this Carlin. She's a troll-looking witch. It's like you look at Pelosi. She's a drunkard. You look at Feinstein. She's a monster. You look at Schiff. He's a bug-eyed freak. You look at Nadler. He's a pumpkin, I mean, like Humpty Dumpty freak. I mean, their essence, God has a way of showing you things, folks. Like, he leaves you clues everywhere to show you how things really work, to show you the reality, to show you your destiny. He's showing us who these people are with the Carlins and the Pelosis. They're demons. There's a reason why Carlin looks like a rotting witch. There's a reason why Hillary Clinton looks like death warmed over. Because that's what they are. I'm sorry. I'm being obnoxious. Let's play the clip. I'm going to shut up.
Today, you're being asked to consider whether protecting those elections requires impeaching a president. That is an awesome responsibility. But everything I know about our Constitution and its values, And my review of the evidentiary record, and here, Mr. Collins, I would like to say to you, sir, that I read transcripts of every one of the witnesses who appeared in the live hearing, because I would not speak about these things without reviewing the facts.
So I'm insulted. Let me just do this, because I can't help myself. Go ahead and reroll the clip, but with no audio, and just go full screen to it, please.
I'm the wicked witch named Professor Carlin. I like Elizabeth Warren, and I need blood. But I'm a little thirsty, you see. My energy has been drained, and I need the blood of the children. And President Trump wants to stop us from getting our hands on the little children. Oh, and I need their energy and essence. And so we'll get that president. We'll get that President Trump. Yeah. And I'm Professor Carlin. But don't worry. I'll get the essence of the youth. I'll get your essence. I will lie to you and deceive the public. Don't you worry, little Doug Collins. You can't stop me. I'm driven by the power of Satan. Ah!
Wow. Powerful clip from Professor Carlin there. Let's now go to the Wicked Witch, Professor Carlin again. This is just wacko jacko type of territory now from Professor Carlin. So let me play the clip and actually respond to this, if I can, with sanity.
And I think you heard testimony, the Intelligence Committee heard testimony about how it isn't just our national interest in protecting our own elections. It's not just our national interest in making sure that the Ukraine remains strong and on the front lines so they fight the Russians there and we don't have to fight them here.
What?
It's also our national interest in promoting democracy worldwide. And if we look hypocritical about this, if we look like we're asking other countries to interfere in our election, if we look like we're asking other countries to engage in criminal investigations of our president's political opponents, then we're not doing our job
Turn her off. Let me try to respond to this if I can calmly. But it's just unbelievable how this woman can even be real. It's so stunning. The Obama administration did not deliver the weapons to Ukraine. The Trump administration did. So even if you believe her crazed rhetoric here that somehow we need to be arming Ukraine so we're not fighting Russians in America, and so we should be arming Ukraine because of that. Well, Trump did that, you witch. I just can't help it. This woman is a rat. She's not even a rat. She's a rotted rat's anus with feces in it. It's just sick. I can't stand these people anymore, man. Seriously, and I said it today, like, I really shouldn't even be on air. I can't take these people, man. I can't deal with them. But it's just lie after lie from Carlin. And then, the crew just handed this to me from 2009. Pamela S. Carlin is a champion of gay rights, criminal defendants' rights, and voting rights. Oh, yeah. I mean, give me a break from the New York Times. So she's a leftist ideologue up here posing as a witness. She's a fake professor. She's a nothing. She's a nitwit.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the InfoWars War Room. I'm going to get through these clips in this segment and then joined by my guests. But let me just get right into this. Now, let's finish off with Professor Gerhardt, the media director for Al Gore, formerly a Harvard law professor, a stick-up-his-ass liberal. Let's go to Professor Gerhardt talking about how just because they want Trump impeached, therefore he should be impeached.
I just want to stress that if this, what we're talking about is not impeachable, then nothing is impeachable. This is precisely the misconduct that the framers created a constitution, including impeachment, to protect against. And if there's no action, they're going to give a pass to the president here, as Professor Carlin
suggested
earlier.
This is just unbelievable.
Every other president.
The nerve of these frauds.
Then I can do the same thing, and the boundaries will just evaporate.
You know what? Here's what I want to do, actually. Just cut them off here and just start this clip over, because I want to highlight the reality of this. So play that clip again from the top real quick.
I just want to stress that if this, what we're talking about is not impeachable, then nothing is impeachable.
Okay, that's good. Get him off. If what we're watching here by the Democrats is not treason, then nothing is treason. And if these people, here's what I'll say. And look, I'm not saying that these people deserve to be hanging, okay? But I'm saying they have committed treason. Now, you want to sit here and talk about ancient documents not being relevant anymore? I'll give you leeway. Committing treason means you should be hung. But you know what? Just knock it off. Admit what you did and knock it off and let America be free and let Americans vote for their own president and control their own destiny. And we'll just let you go. But if you want to keep down this road, this isn't, what the president did is impeachable. And if he does this, nothing's impeachable. No, what you're doing is treason and you know it. What you're doing is sedition and you know it. What you're doing is going against the will of America, and you know it. But you're so arrogant at best and so criminal at worst. You do it anyway. So no, it's not the president should be impeached. It's you should probably be hung for treason. So that's what it really is. This is treason. What the Democrats are doing is treason. What Obama did was treason. What Schiff's doing is treason. It's all treason at the most, sedition at the least. Now, whatever you want to say the punishment deserved for that, fine. We know what the law says. We know what the U.S. Code says. That's the truth. This is treason. They're committing treason, and they know it. And if we don't act against this now, then we have opened the doors for anything, folks. Anything. They will do anything. They're already making up sex rape allegations. They're already making up that Trump did things with Russia and Ukraine and PP tapes and all this crap. They'll stop at nothing. And we're going to find out from Project Veritas in the near future what it really means, folks. Yeah. But I've done enough. Let's move on here so I can get to all these clips. Let's now go to Turley, who is not a supporter of the president, explaining how these liberal, politically charged fake witnesses are up here spewing lies.
I'm not a supporter of President Trump. I voted against him. My personal views of President Trump are as irrelevant to my impeachment testimony as they should be to your impeachment vote. President Trump will not be our last president, and what we leave in the wake of this scandal will shape our democracy for generations to come. I'm concerned about lowering impeachment standards to fit a paucity of evidence and an abundance of anger. I believe this impeachment not only fails to satisfy the standard of past impeachments, but would create a dangerous precedent for future impeachments.
So there's a known liberal professor, Jonathan Turley, who doesn't want to commit treason against America, who doesn't want to perpetuate a fraud on this country, because he's not all about politics. He's about truth, reality, and justice, and he knows this isn't it. Here he is again, trying to explain to his colleagues why they shouldn't be doing this.
Trumbull said the following. He said, once this set the example of impeaching a president for what, when the excitement of the hour shall have subsided will be regarded as insufficient causes. No future president will be safe who happens to differ from the majority of the House and two-thirds of the Senate. He said, I tremble for the future of my country. I cannot be an instrument to produce such a result, and at the hazard of the ties, even of friendship and affection, till calmer times shall do justice to my motives, no alternatives are left to me. And he proceeded to give the vote that ended his career. You can't wait for calmer times. The time for you is now. And I would say that what Trumbull said is has even more bearing today, because I believe that this is much like the Johnson impeachment. It's manufactured until you build a record. I'm not saying you can't build a record, but you can't do it like this. And you can't impeach a president like this.
And what's missing from these golden nuggets from Turley, and maybe he understands this, maybe he doesn't, is why they're doing this, folks. Why are the Democrats doing this? They think they run the country. They think they're bigger than the Republic. They think they should control your destiny. They think they should decide who your leader is, and it's them every time. And they've decided we're going to pull out all the stops, which includes treason at this point, to destroy and overpower Americans' will. America's will, remove their president and put our own in there and tell them this is just what's good for you. We're in charge. And so that's the next level. So Turley sees what they're doing as extremely irresponsible. But it's beyond that. It's criminal. Let's go back to Turley flipping, which is so easy to do. You can do it with every narrative, flipping the Democrat impeachment narrative back onto the Democrats.
I can't emphasize this enough, and I'll say it just one more time. If you impeach a president, if you make a high crime and misdemeanor out of going to the courts, it is an abuse of power. It's your abuse of power. You're doing precisely what you're criticizing the president for doing. We have a third branch that deals with conflicts of the other two branches. And what comes out of there and what you do with it is the very definition of legitimacy.
Let's continue on. Let's unpack what you've been talking about. First of all, the McDonald case.
All right, let's finish off with the Turley clips here and talk about how their claims of Trump engaging in quid pro quo simply have no basis in reality and no evidence.
There's a difference between requesting investigations and a quid pro quo. You need to stick the landing on the quid pro quo. You need to get the evidence to support it. It might be out there, I don't know, but it's not in this record.
Now, let me finish this hour with this clip from ABC with George Stepp on All of Us, the Clinton operative. Because I've said this before, but maybe, you know, seeing it and hearing it on an ABC worldwide broadcast, maybe it will start to sink in how real it is in clip 19.
House counsel is meeting with Senate Republicans. They're getting ready for a trial.
And they are. And that's where the White House thinks that they will be able to make their case on more equal footing. But in some ways, George, I think we are back exactly where we started. There are two different versions of reality playing out in that room today. It's what we saw during the hearings as well. One side says there is a clear impeachment. In the history of our democracy, republic, never have we seen anything so egregious. And on the other side saying there is no clear set of facts whatsoever. People are looking outside the window and seeing two completely different things right now.
You know what you might call that? InfoWars. And that's what it is. And so finally, we have a real president, we have real media that's not corrupt, getting information out there, and the Democrats and the deep state and the corrupt media don't know what to do. They can't put the cat back in the bag. So they think they can shut all of us up, remove Trump from office, and then stick a pole in our corpse.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight
for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
President Trump has really turned the NATO summit or conference into quite the scene, has he not? And it really just shows you how everyone at these conferences and summit has all basically just been aligned for one world order. And Trump is coming in there legitimately as the American president saying, no, I'm here to represent America's best interests. They're like, what? No, you're not allowed to do that. And he's like, well, yeah, I am. And so you saw the heat with Macron, with Trudeau, with the rest of them. And then you saw this defiance from President Trump. That's exactly how he should be. Yeah, we're not going to be the piggy bank for the world. We're not going to be your police force for free then. But it doesn't matter. It's not even about that. It's just about stealing our money and introducing globalism, destroying the lines of sovereignty and nation states, blurring them. So let's go to just one highlight from President Trump wrecking NATO. First, here you have Trudeau caught on a hot mic mocking President Trump. So they asked Trudeau, why was he late? And he's saying, oh, it's Trump. He does these long press conferences like, oh, it's all about him. As he's sipping down wine, sipping on sangria. And then Macron laughs, making fun of how he calls the news fake. They are fake. Here's all these people sucking on cocktails, laughing at the president. Trudeau here acting like the president's team doesn't support him. I mean, it's all fake. And now, here's President Trump, who must have heard about this in some fashion, responding to this during a press conference while he was sitting next to Angela Merkel, Hitler.
Do you have a video of Prime Minister Trudeau talking about you last night?
Well, he's two-faced.
Do you think that Germany's too naive?
And honestly, with Trudeau, he's a nice guy. I find him to be a very nice guy. But, you know, the truth is that I called him out on the fact that he's not paying 2%. And I guess he's not very happy about it. I mean, you were there, a couple of you were there, and he's not paying 2%, and he should be paying 2%. It's Canada, they have money, and they should be paying 2%. So I called him out on that, and I'm sure he wasn't happy about it, but that's the way it is. Look, I'm representing the U.S., and he should be paying more than he's paying, and he understands it.
I mean, that's it, folks. That's the foreign policy in a nutshell. All of these countries have been getting away with unfair deals, but they've gone unchecked forever. And under Obama, I mean, it was like, you know, he was just a whore. He was just a political whore. Oh, yeah, you want more of our money? Oh, yeah, you want us to rape us and trade? Oh, yeah, you want a drone? Oh, yeah, you want some cash? Oh, yeah. Obama was just a political whore. I mean, it's disgusting. And so, yeah, I mean, seriously, though, it's like you think about it, like, imagine, you know, you have this conference every year and a whore, a prostitute comes wearing the American flag every year. And you're like, oh, nice, you know, and it's a free hooker. And you think, oh, yeah, I'm going to go pleasure myself for free. And then next year comes and there's a new girl there, you know, much better looking, well-dressed and classy. And you're like, hey, you know, all right, let's go to the bedroom. And she's like, excuse me. You're like, what? Like, you know, get on your knees. And he's like, no, that's what this is. And they're like, what do you mean, no? The last president got on his knees for me. The last president bent over for me. You've been bending over for me for decades. How dare you refuse my rape? How dare you refuse my political rape? How dare you refuse my foreign policy rape? And then they like go around to each other like, hey, did you try to rape America like normal? And they're like, yeah. President Trump didn't let me rape America. What the hell is his problem? It's like, yeah, how dare he? Don't you know America's here to be raped by us? And it's just like, no. How about no? How about no? Ladies and gentlemen, we're into hour two of the InfoWars War Room. And I haven't even done a proper plug to make sure that we're funded here so that we still have this platform and can be on air. I've been so fired up and focused on getting through these clips. And I did it. And we got through everything. The first hour, I got through everything. It was all fine and dandy, but I didn't even plug. I didn't even fund ourselves. I didn't fill the tank. And so it's like, oh, the tank's on empty. Got to pull over and get gas before we run out and stall out on the road. So, folks, InfoWarsStore.com, we've got the Cyber Week specials happening right now. It's 50% off about half the supplements. Some of the supplements down to 75% off. Free shipping store-wide. Triple Patriot points with every order. And a lot of people aren't familiar with the Patriot points. They may even have a bunch in their account. I would just go to InfoWarsStore.com, log into your account. You may be surprised. You've got Patriot points waiting there that you can use for purchases. But go get an air filter. Go get a water filter. We take care of the expensive shipping costs on those heavier items. And then look at your Patriot points account. And you'll be like, oh, hey, I got enough Patriot points for a hat. Oh, hey, I got enough Patriot points for a T-shirt. Oh, hey, I got enough Patriot points. I'm going to try that Ultra 12 vitamin B12 supplement. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. I think you should just go read the reviews for yourself, folks. I mean, we're going to open up the phone lines in the third hour, and we're going to be taking calls from the audience on the impeachment scam that the Democrats are running and the treason that the Democrats are committing. But you watch. People will call in, and the first thing they will talk about is the supplements. These are not staged calls. I don't even have time to stage calls. Even if I wanted to, we couldn't even do it. But that's because the audience knows that when they shop at InfoWarsStore.com that they're supporting what we do here and they've tried the supplements so they know how well they work. So try them for yourselves, read the reviews, listen to the callers when they call in. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. That's where we get our funding. You notice we don't run ads in the break for big Hollywood films. We don't run ads in the break for big pharmaceutical pills. We don't run ads in the break for the big, you know, fast food restaurant or the soda company. No, we just sell supplements and hats that support America, support you, and support free speech. That's the 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com. And seriously, you're going to have guests over. I'd guess over for Thanksgiving. You're going to have guests over. Don't give them the poison tap water. Have the water filter there from InfoWarsStore.com so they're drinking clean water. Don't have them breathing in the toxic air. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze from InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide right now. Okay. Dr. E. Michael Jones joins us, CultureWars.com. Boy, that's actually ironic. When did you, you know what? I didn't even plan on doing this, but now I'm just curious. When did you launch CultureWars.com?
Actually, the magazine started in 1981. I started as a Catholic magazine and I dealt with intra-Catholic problems. And then about 10 years later, I was involved in writing a biography of Cardinal Kroll of Philadelphia. And I realized that this wasn't an intra-Catholic issue, that there was a war against the Catholic Church. And I remembered back in Germany, there was a war against the Catholic Church and it was called Kulturkampf. In the 1870s, and I just translated it into English as Culture Wars. So it was around 1992. The other thing that happened around that time was Pat Buchanan used the term. So it kind of came into common usage in the early to mid-90s, and that's when I changed the name of the magazine from Fidelity to Culture Wars.
I just like to give credence to, where these names originate. Like, I recognize that The War Room has been a title that's been around forever. There have been movies and shows. We relaunched it. Now five other people have a show called The War Room after we relaunched it. But it's funny because obviously you've had culture wars forever. Now Turning Point USA claims it's in the culture war when it engages in neither culture or a war for it. But that's neither here nor there. It was just funny for me to see your website, Culture Wars, that's been there for so long. Now, Dr. E. Michael Jones, obviously you followed this, all kinds of news over there at Culture Wars. I have to get your take because it's what we've been talking about. It's the hot ticket item right now. What do you think about the Democrat impeachment scam right now to remove Trump from office? Do you think America is falling for this? Do you think they're buying this? Is it wearing thin? And how perilous is it for Americans to recognize the reality of this coup for what it is ahead of the election?
I think it's an attempt to overturn the will of the American people. the American people chose Donald Trump. Everybody knew at the, during this election that it was a, we had two parties that represented the views of the oligarchs and no party that represented the view of the people. We saw in Donald Trump someone who was going to do exactly that. I mean, I was here when he came to Indiana, to South Bend, Indiana, the biggest crowd there. And I think what we've seen from the beginning of his administration is an attempt to thwart his ability to put that mandate into action. And this is the latest attempt at doing that. So I think what we've had here for a long time is a war against representative government. This happened in Indiana basically the year before Donald Trump arrived in 2016. In 2015, the state legislature passed something called the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which was basically an attempt to keep people of Indiana safe from the homosexual juggernaut, the homosexual agenda. If they didn't want to bake a cake for a gay wedding, they didn't have to. They were secure. As soon as that bill was passed, the ink wasn't dry, and the CEOs descended on Indianapolis, and informed the people in the legislature that they had to change their law because they were unhappy. This was a constitutional crisis. It was a government crisis. It was an attack on representative government. Now, unfortunately, the governor, Mike Pence, didn't see it that way. He had an opening that was very clear. When the CEO of Salesforce arrived here and told the legislators they had to change their law, all he had to do was ask him what part of Indiana he was from. Well, he was from California. And then he could have asked him, well, who elected you to office? Well, nobody did. Well, then what are you doing here? He could have portrayed it that way, but he didn't. So what you saw in the aftermath was that basically the legislature just rolled over and played dead. They handed the bill over to the former mayor of Indianapolis, who was then an employee of Eli Lilly, the pharmaceutical company, and Eli Lilly basically rewrote the law. Well, this is proof that we didn't have representative government. This is proof that the biggest issue in our day is basically, how is warfare conducted in our day?
Well, and let's get into that next. But let's focus on what you're talking about with representative government for the rest of this segment, because I look at the Democrats as the manifestation of that. The Republicans kind of just hide it. Like, they don't want you to know. They don't really represent you, but they kind of still like to pretend they do and, you know, show the Constitution. Like, oh, I still know about the Constitution. Whereas the Democrats are sitting here literally fighting for men that can have babies. I mean, that's representative of not a single person. So the Democrats are actually like, hey, we represent men that want to have babies. Hey, we represent, you know, the transsexual community, even though it's not even a blanket statement that they can make. They just do it anyway. Well, that's less than a fraction of a percentage of the country. So, I mean, it really shows that not only in practice are they not trying to represent their constituents, but also how both sides of the aisle kind of pretend to have representative government. But like you said, it's not there. There is no representation.
Well, this was proof of it. This was proof of it. This law was passed, and then the legislators tore up their own law because the oligarchs were unhappy. Who are the oligarchs? They're the transnational corporations, pharmaceutical companies like Eli Lilly. Tax-exempt
and let's be clear, too. We're about to go to a break here, and let's get into the whole how war is prescribed, I guess you could say. We'll get into that coming up. But it really shows how you don't have representative government, folks. If you get damaged by a vaccine, you'll find out real quick. A vaccine kills your kid, you guess what? You get nothing. They might give you, you know, $1 million, but you won't get to be able to go after the vaccine manufacturers. They'll get away with the whole thing.
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Cyber Week specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of that before those specials end. Dr. E. Michael Jones is with us, and he was kind of getting into something, how we prescribe war. Those are my words, not his, but he can kind of flesh that out here, what he meant. And I'll put this out there as kind of a catalyst to where you want to go here. This was put out today by CUFI. In fact, I don't even know what that's an acronym for, guys. If you want to pull that up, maybe so I can actually tell you what that acronym is for. And it's Dan Crenshaw at a desk. He's so noble. And it says, quoting Dan Crenshaw, "America would not be here without Israel and the important lessons of Jerusalem." Well, I mean, I don't even know if I could begin to tell you how this is the epitome of hyperbole, but I mean, quite literally, Israel would not exist without America fighting in World War II. So it's very strange, and this is coming from Dan Crenshaw, who seems to care more for the fate of Israel than the fate of America. And this is a big divide right now amongst a conservative base of Donald Trump's. So how do you tie this in to what you were getting into in the last segment, Dr. E. Michael Jones?
Yeah, well, I voted for Donald Trump because he was talking about America first. And then he comes along and the foreign policy, it becomes pretty clear, is Israel first. That was the foreign policy we got. So it was a disaster. It's been a disaster. Nothing he's done has gone right in the Middle East because he's too beholden to the Israel lobby. He thinks that if he appeases these people, that they are going to save him from the deep state, and it's not happening. It's not going to happen. Biggest blunder of his career. But the point I'm trying to make here is that most people just simply don't understand how warfare is waged in our day. I mean, you know, you've got those pictures of aircraft carriers and Japanese planes, and that was how warfare was done back then. But if you can go into a country now and you can change their constitution and you can get people to vote away their what are inalienable rights, like the right to life, the right to free speech, the right to have a family, you've conquered that country. Whether you use a gun or an airplane or not. And what I'm talking about is Ireland. This is exactly what happened in Ireland over the past 10 years. They had a referendum on abortion in which they got people to vote out their right to life for other Irishmen. They had a referendum on gay marriage. This was unprecedented. Unprecedented because in the United States, we have this type of stuff. We have abortion, we have gay marriage, but no one ever voted for it here. It's been imposed on us in both instances by the Supreme Court. The most liberal state in California voted against gay marriage, and that was all overturned by the Supreme Court. The same thing was true. Every single abortion law in this country was overturned by the Supreme Court. So you have a much more traditional country, especially if you compare Ireland to, say, California, much more traditional country. And yet some force just rolled over it and turned the entire population into second class citizens in their own country. And nobody understood why, because they don't understand how warfare is waged in our day. So the groups that I was going to mention here, and specifically, and same groups that are in Indiana that tried to do what I talked about with the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, it's the big transnational corporations. Ireland invites them into their country with low tax rates, 12.5%. And as soon as they get there, they say, well, you know, we think we like it here, but you have to change certain things. And then you've got tax-exempt foundations. This has been a problem in America ever since the 1950s. There was a Rees Committee hearing which basically said foundations had too much power vis-a-vis the government, and that committee was shut down within 2 weeks because, duh, yeah, they had more power than the government. And the final aspect of this is the new information technology. So you have groups like Google and Facebook going in and basically adjusting the algorithm during the run-up to these referenda so that the only information you get is the information that the oligarchs want you to get. So if you type in, just go to YouTube and you type in abortion, you will not find one single aspect anti-abortion in anything you see. The only thing you will see is pro-abortion propaganda. And so what happens here is if you can control the flow of information this way, you can control the country, you can take over the country without firing a shot. And that's exactly what happened in Ireland.
We're going to have the crew go to YouTube right now and type in abortion. They just did it on Google, and it was just basic, medical factoids or whatever on abortion, I guess, if you had medical questions. But and the crew's now telling me, actually, it's mostly Planned Parenthood links that pop up there. Well, that's nice. I mean, you know, the eugenicist program over there. And so we're just looking at some of the results here on YouTube. But, you know, this is a real shocking one to me because I was raised Catholic. I'm glad I was raised Catholic for the values instilled in me. And it's funny because it's like, if you don't have that connection to God instilled with you at a young age, it's not even whatever. I mean, I won't even get into playing one religion off against the other. It's a connection to God. It's the connection to a divinity. It's the connection to something more powerful. It's having morals and a consciousness and a moral compass, and they just want to erase all that, and abortion is the big one. Like, yeah, you know, kill your kids. It's perfectly fine. It's perfectly normal, and then let Planned Parenthood chop them up and sell them for profit, and you're just supposed to deal with it and say it's loving and liberal. They call it self-love, and it's really just a dehumanizing thing. It really is, at a base level, something that just dehumanizes us as a culture, where if we can do that, then, whatever else.
That's exactly the point. If you can do that, what can't you do? Or if you're willing to give up that right, if you're willing to give up the right, sacrifice the lives of other Irishmen or other Americans to that, well, what aren't you willing to do? And these people know that. I mean, these are all the people who understand that the best way to control people is to control the most intimate aspects of their lives, which is sexuality. So I wrote a book. It's called Libido Dominandi, Sexual Liberation and Political Control. Sexual liberation is a form of political control. Okay, I can say that and people understand immediately what I'm talking about. I'm talking specifically about 20-year-olds. Who grew up with pornography on their cell phones and as a result acquired a bad pornography addiction and other bad habits that go along with that. They knew they were slaves. I didn't have to tell them that, but I could explain to them how this worked and what the people who made this happen were thinking when they did it, and they immediately understood what I was saying. And so this past month in November, there was a boycott of pornography organized against this by this group of people. Rolling Stone was so upset that they had to write an article attacking these people as Nazis because they wouldn't watch
but
pornography.
But it's weird. It's like I don't even think it's not like people are calling for the pornography industry to be shut down. I mean, I know some are, but it's more just like, hey, it's immoral. There's dangers to this. And they're like, oh, how dare you? It's like, no, there are dangers to that.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. Talk radio great again. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
Dr. E. Michael Jones is my guest. He covered this story from Paul Joseph Watson at Summit.News. Britain's first transgender couple, isn't that cute, to allow their 5-year-old child to begin transition. Now, you can hear the liberals screaming, it's their right, it's liberal, like a 5-year-old can be a girl or a boy or an octopus or anything. Okay, well, how about this? If I had a pet dog, let's say I just went out and I just got a pet golden retriever, a male, and, you know, most people have their pets neutered. It's socially acceptable, culturally acceptable, and neuter your pet. Well, let's say I had my golden retriever. It's about 12 months, 18 months, and, you know, I haven't neutered anything. It's still got its male member and parts. And, well, I just decided I'm going to chop off my golden retriever's male member and just make an incision and turn my golden retriever into a female. Well, I'd probably get arrested. That'd probably be considered animal abuse, and PETA would show up, and I'd have protesters outside my house pouring blood on my lawn saying, how dare you sexually abuse and mutilate an animal? But if you do it to your kid, it's considered loving and liberal. Dr. E. Michael Jones, how does this exist? How do we live in this strange cultural paradigm where sexual abuse and psychological abuse is accepted as long as it has the label of liberal on it?
The short answer to that question is gay marriage. Now, what is gay marriage? It means that two people who cannot have children now have the right to call themselves a family. And because they have the right to call themselves a family, they now have the right to have children that they cannot have. Okay, well, where are these children going to come from? Well, guess what? You're going to have to buy them, because that's the only way to get them if you're not a male and a female in a regular family. So what you're doing here is turning the child into an object of consumption. It's a lifestyle gesture now. It's like buying a certain type of car. You own that child now. It's not something that you brought into the world with the collaboration of your spouse and God.
No, hold on, though.
You own that child.
I'm not trying to interrupt. It's just this is actually so key, and I want to remind the audience. I mean, we can go back and pull the clip. We don't have to. Dr. Jones here can explain it. But remember, they used to say, that child doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the community. That's them announcing their ownership. That's them announcing children as their liberal property to do whatever they want with, to confuse everything, confuse gender, confuse sexual identity, confuse the youth. And so that then they have the same concept of the kid just being a piece of property. It's like a Tamagotchi. Hey, it's a Tamagotchi. It's just a game. You own it. You can feed it. You can do whatever you want. It's not a creation of God. It doesn't have a divine existence. Sure, chop its genitals off. So really focus on that here, because that's the key. You're 100% right. It's about changing the concept of a child into like your plaything.
So the state now can confer on you the right to have a child, which you cannot do by yourself as two males in this homosexual, whatever it is. Okay, so if you can own this piece of property, which is what it is, I mean, this is the return of slavery. That used to be that you could own people. And when you own people, you can do whatever you want with them. And so in this instance, you can project your own fantasies, your own sexual fantasies onto the child and say, well, since I'm transgendered, I can mutilate this child to have that child conform to me, to my image of myself.
Or, hey, I wasn't accepted growing up because I wanted to put a dress on or be gay, and I never got to live out that dream, so I'm going to make my kid do it.
That's exactly what's happening here. Now, in a normal marriage, no one would have this right, because you knew that this was there was a God-given order here. The basic manifestation of this God-given order when it comes to sexuality is male and female. Well, you've already said, now you're saying that doesn't mean anything. Male and female is purely a figment of my mind, okay? Now, if you make this a figment of my mind, then your mind has hegemony over being, and you become God. And you
now
can
this is another key here
by changing the gender of this child.
But it's talk about that though. They want to eliminate God from the school, and that's another key. See, you eliminate God, you eliminate divine creation, you eliminate divine purpose, and then it's like you said, it's like, oh, it's just a free for all now. No rules, no purpose, no divine creation. Just be whatever you want to be. Put a snout on your face and call yourself a pig.
It's not quite that simple, because there's always going to be some type of authority. And what you're saying is that you can play God. Okay, if there's no order, then order becomes a function of the desires of the rich and the powerful. And these are the people that we call oligarchs. They take the role of God. And when they become God, you don't have any rights. Okay, because there's no nature, there's no God, there's nothing you can appeal to, there's no moral law. All you have is the opinion of the rich and the powerful, who confer privileged status on certain groups like homosexuals, and then put the power of the state behind them to allow them to implement their agenda.
So where do you think it goes from here? I mean, are America, I mean, I see people standing up. I mean, drag queen story time is mostly totally rejected. It's just they just force it on you and say, oh, it's hate speech and bigoted if you don't accept it. Even though like 80% of the people don't want it, but they just say, oh, no, that's bigoted. And so they just force it on you. So where is the breaking point here where they force these things onto our culture that people don't want, like drag queen story time?
Well, I've said before that sexual liberation is a form of control. So at the beginning, you offer a large group of people something that they couldn't do before. Maybe let's begin with divorce. Okay, that was one of the barriers that fell. And then you go on to whatever it is. And then finally now, you're pushing an agenda that is alien to everyone. I mean, except a very small minority of the people. Even if you're talking about homosexuality, you're only talking about 1% of the population. So when you get down to this area, you're promoting an agenda that is even more extreme, more repugnant to normal people who can't even bear to look at these pictures of these guys, you know, dressed up as women. They find that repugnant. And so you're going to cause a reaction. The reaction has already started. The reaction was in the Religious Freedom Restoration Act in the legislature of Indiana 2015. It was followed by Trump. The reaction is spreading, and their counterreaction is spreading as well, to the point where the battle right now is going to be over who gets to talk in YouTube, or better still, does the ADL basically have the right to tell Americans what they're allowed to say? That's what it's come down to. That's where it stands right now.
And by the way, now you have the fake news liberal activist, 60 Minutes CNN host, going to ADL events. You have Sacha Baron Cohen saying the ADL needs to decide free speech. Well, who the hell are these people to decide free speech? I don't think so. Final 60 seconds, Dr. Jones, final commentary.
Yeah. Who gave the ADL the right to tell Americans what they're allowed to say? That's the question. Look into the background of the ADL. I've got an article, ebook, Jewish Privilege. You'll find out where these people came from. It was an organization that was started to defend a Jewish pedophile. Why do these people have the right to tell us what we're allowed to say?
And where can people find your work and your books?
Go to culturewars.com. And we can establish secure channels of communication, which are not at the whim of groups like the ADL.
And folks, we might not be there yet, and you know, we can hope and pray we never get there, but there may be a time where you'll never see Dr. E. Michael Jones on any internet platform other than Culture Wars. There might be a time where you don't see Owen Schroyer anywhere but InfoWars, folks. I mean, that's where it's going. Dr. E. Michael Jones, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll be right back, folks.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
That's the War Room audience outside the studio just going crazy right now. Like, calm down, guys. We're back live. All right, folks. This is the InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Actually, I think those people are going crazy for the specials. at InfoWarsStore.com right now. They maybe got some Turbo Force right now at a discounted price from InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, I've had to admit it before, folks, that I am on performance-enhancing drugs. It's true. I do the Turbo Force mixed with VasoBeat Complete and Brain Force Plus from InfoWarsStore.com every day at 3 o'clock. It's my performance-enhancing drug. So there you go. Now you know. There it is. The Brain Force Plus from InfoWarsStore.com, the VasoBeat Complete from InfoWarsStore.com, and the Turbo Force from InfoWarsStore.com. By the way, it's all on sale right now. 50% off. In fact, we're giving away bottles. Does not come with Trump tattoo included. We're giving away bottles of Brain Force Plus right now when you purchase DNA Force Plus for 50% off. And when you get the combo 8-pack power stack with Survival Shield X3, when you get that combo pack, we also throw in a free bottle of Brain Force Plus. So it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Read the reviews for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Go look at the science for yourself. And I'm, look, if you're not into supplements, okay, that's fine. It's for your own health. You know, some people aren't big health freaks. I get it. But if you're not purifying the water you drink, if you're not purifying the air in your home, you're just crazy to me at this point. And you can go look. I mean, guys, pull up the water filters right now. Let me see what we have going on as far as specials on the water filters. Because here's the thing. People will see the price of a water filter for, I think maybe we sell them for $200 right now on sale. I think at full price, they're maybe $300. I mean, it's the best water filter you can get. Filter capacity of hundreds of gallons. But they see it and they're like, well, I don't want to spend $200 on a water filter. Folks, you'll end up saving money instead of going and buying bottled water over and over and over. I mean, eventually you're going to spend $200 on bottled water, whether that's in the course of a month or a year or whatever. Don't go spend $200 on the water filtration system and bottle your own water. It's like, how about this? This is a real story. Chris Pratt apologizes for posing with single-use plastic bottle. Well, wait a second. It doesn't have to be single-use. You can refill a plastic bottle. So this whole thing is crazy. But my point is, don't even deal with it. Or go, sure, go get, you know, a 24 case of bottled water and then just keep refilling them with the water filter. In fact, the water filter from the bottled water from the water filter will probably be better. But no, that's the real world now. You have to apologize if you're Chris Pratt for posing with a plastic water bottle. I like Chris Pratt. I think he's a patriot and American. But man, dude, I mean, can you quit cucking to the liberal Hollywood establishment, dude? I mean, come on. And maybe he gets some pressure from his Schwarzenegger. Are they married now? Schwarzenegger wife or girlfriend or whatever the case is. But my point is, don't spend $200 on bottled water over the course of a year or 6 months or whatever. Spend it on a one-time water filter from InfoWarsStore.com, and then you can have your own bottled water forever. And of course, it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that makes it all possible. Okay. Let's go now. Darren McBrain always does such a great job putting together these video compilations. So this is just the latest, and there's just hundreds. I mean, he has to update these on almost a daily basis now. But the latest from Darren McBrain, the best of liberals gone wild.
Explain to me how Trump is like Hitler.
I don't like fascists. I don't like InfoWars. I don't like young Nazis.
F*** you, Nazi.
I'm not a Nazi.
F*** you, Nazi.
I'm a journalist.
F*** you. You're not a journalist.
Yes, I am.
F*** all you Zion pigs. F*** all you racist pigs. F*** all you pieces of s***. F*** you.
You.
F*** you, InfoWars.
You're a f***ing white male. You pig.
You're a f***ing anti-American.
I'm an anti-American.
Your unison was disrespectful.
Oh, my God. Are you going to return that?
No.
You know, you hear about the people at Google and YouTube that have to go to like therapy because they watch an InfoWars video, or there's probably actually some real bad stuff they do end up, you know, watching and having to purge from these platforms. But man, the amount of screaming liberal hate digestion that Darren McBreen has to pile through. I mean, I almost want to call Darren McBreen in right now for a therapy session. So Darren, if you're listening and you can get into studio here in the next 2.5 minutes, please just come on over here. If you're not editing the next version of this, which probably there's already a new one, just maybe we should give you some counseling here live on air, because this has to be traumatic. I mean, I go out and deal with it in the streets, and then I get to kind of, you know, take a break and maybe have a cheeseburger or something and forget about it. But McBreen just sits back there and just goes through all of this footage and puts out a new compilation every week. I mean, it's insane. Wow. And this is who we're dealing with. And so it's like at the top, we're dealing with these Democrat dirtbags like Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler. And then they have all these little minions that are clearly possessed by some demonic spirit. I mean, I don't know how else you explain this, folks. There's no human connection to these people. And you can see it when you go out and you try to have a human connection.
Stop the madness.
They literally can't do it. Darren, are you okay?
Stop the madness.
Are you going to make it? Can you watch another liberal scream their bleeding heart out?
To be honest, I do see it sometimes in my sleep.
Do you have nightmares?
You spend a whole day editing, it's like, my God. But look, it really shines a light on just how crazy they are. And the saddest part about this is, you've been out there how many times, that this is really the average kind of liberal.
No. At a Trump protest, that's the average behavior, yes.
And we've done it. A lot of people accuse me of editing and just picking out certain individuals. But if you watch one of your, any of our reporters that go out there, unedited for a half hour straight, you know, every 15th person or something is going to behave this way.
Enraged.
Although these are some of my favorites.
Well, that's what they say, though. They say, hey, you know, you cherry pick. And I'm like, I'm live right now. Like, I can't even cherry pick. This is a live broadcast. And like, you're editing this.
And in this case right here, I stayed away from the violent ones. These are just the insane ones. They're obviously
screaming at the sky.
Something isn't right. But the next one I might do another violent one, because there's been a lot of other violent actions by these crazy libtards. But look, here's the thing. When you go, for example, to a pro-Trump rally, on the inside, no matter, and this is totally against what the mainstream media will tell you, but on the inside of a Trump rally, people you want as your neighbors, the most patriotic people of all walks of life, all different kinds
of people. Yeah, they'll invite you to a barbecue, they'll fix your tire. But you go outside of the protest, it's like, screw you! Ah, I'm going to kill you! Ah, I hate Trump!
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This
is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
All right, I've got another clip I want to run from today's fake impeachment hearings. And then coming back in the next segment, I'm going to open up your phone lines, take your calls for the next 3 hours. So we've got Adam Schiff's 300-page report right here. Look at this. Look at this joke. This is Adam Schiff's 300-page report where he admits he's subpoenaing phone records, folks, of Republicans, of Trump supporters. This is Adam Schiff's, I won't get too detailed, but this is Adam Schiff's excrement. The report of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, the Trump-Ukraine impeachment inquiry report, 300 pages of Adam Schiff's excrement. Total BS. So, Matt Gaetz comes up today with the four fake witnesses that were brought to the fake impeachment hearings today, and he asked them if any of them are real witnesses and can corroborate anything inside of Adam Schiff's report. Here's how that went.
To all of the witnesses, if you have personal knowledge of a single material fact in the Schiff report, please raise your hand. And let the record reflect, no personal knowledge of a single fact. And you know what? That continues on the tradition that we saw from Adam Schiff.
Let's play that one more time. That was so glorious. I got a little tingly inside. It was almost, it's almost sexual. Let's play Matt Gaetz one more time. Just destroying this whole fake impeachment scam and the fake Adam Schiff. Go ahead.
To all of the witnesses, if you have personal knowledge of a single material fact in the Schiff report, please raise your hand. And let the record reflect, no personal knowledge of a single fact. And you know what? That continues on the tradition that we saw from Adam Schiff.
Pardon me while I stand and cheer. Play Matt Gaetz again. Just pardon me while I stand and applaud Matt Gaetz, please.
You have personal knowledge of a single material fact in the Schiff report, please raise your hand.
It's exactly.
And let the record reflect, no personal knowledge of a single fact. And you know what?
Exactly what we need right here.
Tradition that we saw from Adam Schiff.
That's exactly what we need right there. More people like Matt Gaetz, more people like Jim Jordan. Because, I mean, we can sit here and get so upset and rightfully so, but like sometimes you just need that basic, just here it is. Hey, witnesses, raise your hand if you can corroborate anything from Adam Schiff's 300-page report. And of course they can't raise their hand. They can't corroborate anything. All they can corroborate is they hate Trump, they want him out of office, and they're going to bitch and whine and complain and lie and scream and fearmonger and lie some more and engage in treason to do it. That's all we know. That's all they can corroborate. Any facts? Any evidence? Any real witnesses, any crimes, any misdemeanors, anything real? No corroboration. But hatred and disgust and cheating and lying. Oh, they'll corroborate on that. Guaranteed. And that's what they've been doing for 3 years to try to get Trump out of office and steal the 2020 election from America. That's what they're doing. Now, look, man, someone tries to steal from you. What are you going to do, folks? Someone comes to your house and tries to steal your guns. What are you going to do? Someone comes to your house and tries to steal your gold, your safe. What are you going to do? Steal your kids. What are you going to do? What are you going to do about these Democrats trying to steal your future? of the InfoWars War Room. I just love this video. I forget who put it together. Just keep it rolling, guys. It's everything. It's everything in a nutshell. It's everything the left is doing. It's everything Satan is doing. It's everything you know is going on. It's everything at your root consciousness, at your root moral compass. No is wrong. You've seen it for years. And you've either consciously decided to fight it and call it out, or you've laid down and decided consciously to just accept it and promote it. There's no two ways about that. This is where we are. And if you're a radio listener, it's a Destroy Progress video that just shows you where humanity came from and where we are now. Promoting abortion, promoting sexual perversion, promoting sexualizing children, just destroying God's intention for humanity. Bringing in Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, I am opening up the phone line, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, first time callers if we can. What do you make of the latest from the Democrat impeachment scandal today, which is still ongoing, by the way? Started at 9 o'clock a.m. Central, is still going now. It's 5.07 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6.07 East Coast in D.C. So this has literally been going on for almost 10 hours. And it's only day one. They got a whole nother day of it tomorrow. More fake witnesses, more lies, more treason from the Democrats. So I open up the phone lines to get your response from today's impeachment coups against President Trump, 877-789-ALEX. Now, while we get your calls lined up, let me remind you about Cyber Week happening at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm trying to think, what should I tell the audience about? Because I am a frequent user of the InfoWars supplements, Super Male Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Bodies. You know, let me talk about Bodies. I play basketball on Tuesday nights, and last night happened to be one of those nights where you just don't lose, and so you run for three straight hours. Legs barking afterwards. Barking. That soreness, that inflammation. I take the Bodies, and I have immediate results as far as the easing of the inflammation and the soreness. Now, obviously, it still remains, but the next day, almost entirely, if not entirely, gone. And anybody who knows, you know, you get to a certain age, you know, you're not 18 forever. You deal with achy joints, inflamed joints, the soreness that comes after a extreme exercise. The Bodies, folks, is incredible dealing with that stuff. Maybe you work long hours, a heavy labor job, a construction job. You're on your feet, you know, in a kitchen. The Bodies is incredible. The reviews are incredible. This is one of the top-selling supplements for a reason at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 50% off right now. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Bodies, whole body support. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me do a news blitz here before we start taking your calls. This one almost did it for me today. I was on the verge of just cashing it in today and just saying, you know what? Not today, Schroyer. You're enraged. You're going to pop a blood vessel and, you know, maybe just collapse. But this one almost put me to that point. So Time Magazine puts out a tweet, who should be Time's Person of the Year? And the fact that Cardi B is even in this list, it just crushes my soul. It really just crushes my soul. I mean, look, listen to whatever music you want, follow whatever celebrity you want, that's fine. Cardi B just puts out total trash as far as I'm concerned. She has some catchy songs, but overall, as far as art and music is concerned, it's trash. It has no staying power. It's garbage music. It comes, it goes. But beyond that, this is a woman who raps about total degeneracy. This is a woman who admitted to drugging men so she could rob them. Cardi B is human trash. She's human degeneracy. Is she rich? Is she famous? Yes, of course. Does she put out music that people like and gets promoted everywhere? Sure. Is her butt fake and her boobs fake and everything about her fake? Absolutely. And this gets nominated for Time's Person of the Year? You can't pick. It's like if aliens came down here and were like, show us an example of total human degeneracy. You'd show them Cardi B. But no, Time Magazine says, let's say aliens came down here and said, show us the best person for 2019. Time said, here's Cardi B. Those aliens would either vaporize us or get as far away from this planet as possible. Or they might look at Cardi B and say, whoa, we didn't know we already visited here. So that one nearly had me going into cardiac arrest. Pun not intended. Cardiac arrest from Cardi B being considered Time's Person of the Year. I'd give her Time's Degenerate of the Year. Cardi B, good for her. Promotes human degeneracy, sexual degeneracy. She objectifies women, if anybody does. And she's totally fake. Everything about her is fake. And then young girls look up to her and they think, oh, I can have an ass the size of a dump truck. Oh, I can have big fake plastic boobs that, of course, don't even look real. Nobody's even attracted to that. But see, that's the point. You promote that to young girls. They then think that's what people want. No, they don't. Cardi B does it to be rich and famous. Cardi B does it to be a model. Cardi B does it for her music videos. The average man will walk up to a woman whose hips are the size of a dump truck and say, that's gross. Your ankles are normal. Your legs are normal. What the hell happened to your ass? No, that's not attractive. Nobody finds that attractive. It doesn't fit into the Fibonacci sequence. But she should be the person of the year, according to Time Magazine. It makes you sick. It really shows you how far we've fallen. Oh, I love all these links to Soros that we're finding out. Norm Eisen, Democrat impeachment counsel, linked to George Soros. Oh, yeah, big surprise there from Breitbart. The Federalist, Democrat witness, evidence of crime not needed to impeach Trump. They've already said that. They said, well, we don't have to have evidence. They've also said, that was Feldman today, who says, Feldman, the Harvard law professor, says, even without evidence of an indictable crime, the administration's pattern of seemingly trivial uses of public office for private gain can add up to impeachable offenses. That's just such an outright lie. But so now the Democrats say facts and evidence don't matter. Hearsay is more important. They say, well, crimes or anything don't matter. It's what we think Trump is doing that matters. We don't like it. I mean, that's literally what the Democrats have now gone to. CNN thinks this is a negative article. Former official says Trump often refused to believe his intelligence briefings. Yeah, good. The intelligence community has been lying to us for years. They lied to us about the Gulf of Tonkin. They lied to us about weapons of mass destruction. They lied to us about babies in incubators. They lied to us about Trump-Russia collusion. All they do is lie. They lied about the JFK assassination. Trump knows they're liars. It's like, oh, a known liar just came into my office. I didn't believe him. What? You didn't believe a known liar? It's like shocking, like known liar lies to Trump and he doesn't believe it. It's like, oh, my gosh. And then you have Pelosi engaged in more sedition and treason. She goes to Madrid for a UN climate meeting and tells the delegates that the United States is still in the Paris Climate Accord as if she's the president. Just obstinately rejecting the president and the United States getting out of the climate accord. She's bigger than the United States. She's bigger than the president. She says, no, we're still in the Paris Climate Accord, that drunk.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
It's the InfoWars War Room. Yeah, we're at total war with Satan, folks. I'm at total war with evil. I'm just in an all-out fit of war against tyranny, against liars and deceivers. And don't worry, we will be victorious. I may never taste victory, I may never see victory, but at least not in this dimension, at least not in this consciousness. But let me assure you, you can already see God's judgment on the likes of Nancy Pelosi and Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff in their physical manifestation. They're demons. They're Satan's pawns. And I'm just a tiny mere morsel just begging to somehow redeem myself in God's eyes, because we're all fallen. But man, I actually thank God for making it easy and showing me the evil that we're fighting to allow us a chance to enter the kingdom of heaven. Yeah, it's real easy fighting evil, folks. Believe me. Sometimes it's hard to control yourself, but there's no doubts in my mind. All right, let's go to the callers. We've got them lined up, ready to go. Let's start with Dennis in Kentucky. Go ahead, Dennis.
Owen, I feel your pain, but this is the reason that government needs to be consolidated and term limits has to happen. Has to.
No, I agree, and it's the strangest thing, too. You would imagine you ask the average individual, maybe not anymore because they realize the double think, but, hey, do you want bigger or smaller government? The average Trump hater, the average Democrat would have said smaller government. 90% of people would have said smaller government. Now, I think they've realized that this doesn't really work for their whole narrative now, so they'll try to create a caveat like, oh, we need bigger government, but to help people, or, you know, oh, for this. No. Smaller government. Self-determination. Independence. That's what is necessary. We're so far from that, Dennis, I don't even know how we even possibly get back to it.
I am kind of upset, though. I am kind of upset. You guys took off something that I really, really need everybody to really try out. I wish you guys would bring it back. That's your Emmerich's Essentials Organic Mouthwash. That stuff is wonderful.
I didn't even know we quit selling it or we sold out of it. I still have a little bit in my bathroom, the Emmerich's Essentials Organic Mouthwash, huh? So I guess we sold out of that and no longer have any.
Because I ordered that before, and when I tell you tooth pain, gone. There's no need for oral gel or anything like that. That organic mouthwash, Emmerich's Essentials Organic Mouthwash, is it's no measurement for that. And please, ladies and gentlemen, understand what he's saying. Please filter your water. Please filter your air. I have the Pro Pure King and the Alexa Pure Plus. Filter your air. If you have kids, you boil water, you eat ice, all of that stuff. Do not take the toxic things that's in water. Don't do it. You're really hurting yourself, not in the short term, the long run. And please, go get you some Patriot Seeds and grow your own food.
That's the ticket right there. That's how you start depending on yourself, making decisions. And isn't that kind of like a base thing too, Dennis? It's like, look, if you're not even going to take the time and effort and consciousness to not drink, you know, the water that you know is bad. Everybody knows that the tap water can't be trusted, but it's convenient. It's safe enough. So you do it anyway. But it's like, if you're willing to sacrifice just that on a small level, you know, but really a big level, you'll just give up anything. You'll just be lazy and you'll just consume anything.
What it is that you're trading in your health for conveniency. That's why you have fast food. That's why every grocery station or something like that is called a conveniency store. You're trading in your health. As soon as you go in there is nothing good and nothing that you're getting out of it. Any of these fast food restaurants, all of it is commercialized. If it's not obtained from a farm and processed and cleaned correctly, you're pretty much putting yourself at the hands of anybody.
Yeah, and I mean, we can sit here and talk about the documentaries and some of the weird stuff that's been exposed with the food that they put out. But, you know, I'll just put it like this. They've got the Impossible Whopper that they're selling at Burger King, which is just a non-meat burger. And they say, they taste test it. They say, oh, I can't tell the difference. Because the burger you were eating was probably already not meat. It was already some weird gelatin that they just compressed into a burger and called it a burger. So it's like, it's kind of like the episode of South Park where Cartman makes this huge deal about eating the meatless burger. And then he comes to find out it's just trash food like he was always eating and comes to embrace it. That's basically what it is. Hey, great call, Dennis. Thank you for calling in today. Let's go to Joe in Minnesota. Go ahead, Joe.
Listening to InfoWars since 2007, that's been quite a ride. I'd like to plug your VasoBeats. It's not just me. It's my girlfriend also saying that with the good blood flow, if you're a male, it's going to help you. It's her joke as it turns a grower into a shower. Anyway, I was just going to say...
Congratulations for your newfound endowment, Joe.
Thank you. It's not cold up here in Minnesota, I tell you what.
hey, don't worry. Cold days got you down. Try VasoBeats Complete, and your significant other will be happy.
She'll thank you. You know what, Owen? I feel your anger. I have to settle myself down all the time. I cannot stand listening to these crazy people. It does seem like we're on a episode of The Truman Show that's mixed with Idiocracy.
No, like, exactly. And here's my policy, Joe. It's like, I shouldn't even call it a policy. It's just an approach. I have no tolerance left. I'm fed up. I'm done. How long are we going to allow this to go on? Forever? I mean, at what point do we say enough is enough?
Exactly, because it's just amping up more and more, and eventually we're going to come to a T.
And they say, oh, well, it's okay. America sees through it. People know they're lying. Well, okay, so we know they're lying. So what? So we do nothing? So what's the point if we know they're lying and we do nothing?
Exactly. And it's like I'm just around a bunch of brainwashed people around here. They have no idea. I'm like self-censoring because people just don't get it.
Oh, yeah. You can't even walk around if you're in a liberal town, like you're saying. Like, you just have to kind of self-censor and keep your head down. It's like, oh, boy. Oh, I better not talk about how great America is. Better not talk about my new gun, you know.
You know, exactly. You know, I went to the Trump rally in Rochester, Minnesota, and Minneapolis, Minnesota. And, you know, you go to the rally, and you've got your MAGA hat all wrapped up and hidden so nobody can see you carrying it. I'm like, what the heck?
Yep. And that's the liberal intimidation and bullying with the threats of violence. And now jail time. You know, with people like Roger Stone and Mike Flynn.
It's like Alex says, it feels like it's going to be him next, and probably is. Honestly.
Well, Joe, great call. Thank you so much for your support and calling in today. Congratulations on your purchase of VasoBeats Complete. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Do you like my owl?
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
Yeah, the average liberal Trump hater in the street is kind of like a rabid raccoon. It's like you really don't want to get near them. You obviously don't want to touch them. But if they come after you, you got to, you know, deal with them. And you don't want to get bit because then you get rabies. So it's a tough thing. You just kind of try to put them down softly. As we were airing a clip of that as we came back from break. We're taking your phone calls here on the InfoWars War Room. Let's get right back to it. Let's go to Mike in New Jersey. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Howdy. Just trying to control myself from the fits of rage I was having earlier watching the treason committed by the Democrats right in front of our eyes.
Yeah, man. So I guess we're on the topic of the impeachment hearings, right?
Yep.
Yeah, man. I don't know what's going on. I know the Democrats are just, they're pulling all the stuff out they can, like especially Adam Schiff, and they're bringing all these witnesses, and nobody can actually put their hands up and say that, yeah, they witnessed collusion. And I think Trump's playing this card. That's why he hasn't been involved in it. I think he's waiting for it to go to the Senate in order to do the D-class and bring out everybody on the witness stand and do what he needs to do.
I'm not sure if it'll get there. If we have any hopes of that, there's hope in John Durham. There's hopes in Attorney General Barr. I have no hope in Horowitz. He was hired by Obama. I mean, maybe there'll be a nugget of something in his report that's supposed to come out next week. I have zero hope for that. There's grand juries that have been called. There are indictments waiting. Whether any of that manifests or not is yet to be seen. But I think more of it, at least in the short term, is the fact that Trump, President Trump, is legitimately busy. I mean, he's literally at NATO conferences dealing with these globalists sucking America dry. So on that aspect, I mean, it's not like giving him an excuse for ignoring the treason. It's just like, well, he does have presidential duties to fulfill, so it's not his fault Democrats are running this treasonous coup while he's overseas dealing with foreign policy issues.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I love how he sent out the fake presidential parole. They went out to a golf club, and meanwhile, he's on a plane out to Afghanistan on Thanksgiving.
Oh, and then they, of course, fall for it so they can attack him. And then he's like, hi, I'm actually in Afghanistan.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it's nice when you can catch a liberal in a lie and in a hateful attempt to destroy a person. It is nice when you control them into that. It's real easy, too.
Of course.
Anything else, Mike?
No, that's it, man. I just want to let you guys know how I feel on the situation. And I always watch you guys every day, and I listen to Alex every day. And I also listen to in the morning with the David Knight Report. And you guys are all great, man. I always listen to you.
Well, thank you, Mike. Thanks for your support. It's how we stay on air. You know, obviously, we're banned everywhere. At least they'd like to see that. People do share our stuff still, so we appreciate you guys for keeping InfoWars alive by your support financially and then by word of mouth, where we're not allowed to promote ourselves on the big platforms like YouTube and Twitter and Facebook, where you still have the courage to do so. So thank you so much. Let's go to Josh in Texas. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, how's it going, Owen? I just want to tell you, I've been watching you guys off and on for about 10 years, and I really got invested during the 2016 election. When you guys were on YouTube and Facebook, man, you guys were so effective. And it's just so sad what the communists and the social media giants have done to you guys. But let me get to my point, because I have something that I've been working on for the last few years. And I don't think a lot of people pay attention to it. I'm sure you guys do a little bit. But I think it's going to definitely help the InfoWars. So let me get to it. So you have the diversity that is spread upon Hollywood, academia, media, and basically all workplaces in America. And what diversity, the diversity movement does, is it says and it talks about how we're all different and how we should embrace differences. And what you have is you have months that are dedicated to minorities, like Black History Month, or you have the Women's History, Gay History, which, and when you hear it, it doesn't necessarily sound bad, but at the same time, diversity, the whole movement, and the people that put it up on a pedestal, they say that you should be inclusive, but you're not inclusive to Christians, white men, white women, or heterosexuals, which by that actual definition, you are leaving people out. Now, there's actually a very good movement that has just been forgotten in the country, and it's E Pluribus Unum. I'm sure that you're familiar with it. But for any of the listeners that are listening right now, it means, it's Latin for out of many, one. So the beginning of our country, we had 13 colonies or 13 states that didn't necessarily get along. And Benjamin Franklin came up with this motto that out of many, we come together to become one, united under the same common values like life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, hatred for tyranny. And, you know, we just want to be left alone. But with diversity that's taught, it doesn't bring us together. It doesn't bind us by any value. It just says, well, we're different. And I think
No. This is a great point. You can fraction real movements off into creating a bunch of minority movements. And I know that you're kind of talking about demographically, But when you are talking about politically and culturally, it's the same issue. And so then you fraction all these things off. You siphon the original intentions or destiny of a culture or civilization, and that's what they've done. And so now you have all these different factions of this and that, and it spreads so thin you can bring in tyranny because you don't have the unification of ideas and morals.
Absolutely. You know, the last time that I remember, I don't want to say too much about myself. I just started a podcast, and I'm very inspired by you and Alex Jones. You know, I don't want to be silent anymore. It's called the E Pluribus Unum podcast, but enough about that. What's important to me is that everyone realizes that we have to unite. The last time the country was united was right after 9/11. And that was a very important time in history where people were like, you know what, you can't mess with America. But I would hate for another event like that to happen to bring us together. But, you know, that's kind of reality now. But I think it's very important for people to understand that if you let people pander toward you based off of your color, I happen to be multiracial, 100% American, but I'm black and white. And what I hear a lot from people that are Democrats or they put communism on a pedestal, what they don't realize is under this diversity movement, like during Black History Month, it's very important to understand Black history, but Black history is American history. And what people always say is, oh, Martin Luther King was great. Yes.
But really what it does too is it continues this notion that somehow if you're black, you're a victim, so you have to be recognized with a special day or a special month. And that's really what it's all about. It's not about real black history. They don't teach real black history. It's all about teaching black victimhood and just claiming that's black history. Great call there from Josh. And, you know, you mentioned something that kind of struck a chord with me, talking about 9/11 and how that was the last thing to unite the country. You know, I think the Democrats, but beyond that, the deep state and the globalists thought they could pull a 9/11 type scenario with the media to get the country united behind Donald Trump. But it'd be as if after 9/11, nobody bought the official narrative. See, they were able to get away with that and selling us a bill of goods on that, and it did unite us, there's no doubt. And they thought they could pull the same type of false flag just with the media and fake news against Donald Trump, against America, to unite America against Donald Trump. But we saw through it. It didn't work this time. So that's actually a key point there. And to take it a step further, they may not think they can ever unify America again, but if they think they can pull some sort of massive violent false flag to bring America to its knees for whatever agenda, they will do it. And so that's kind of our next biggest fear as 2020 approaches, because they may realize with all the election fraud and the censorship and the lies and the impeachment and the treason and the coup and all this crap, that they still can't beat Trump. I mean, it's like cheating. Like, okay, I'm going to give you 100 points and then we're going to play to 101 and you still win 101 to 100. They may want to pull something like, you know, something violent so that you can't even get 101 points on them without them scoring, like stabbing you in the throat. So we'll be right back.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
All right, final segment of the InfoWars War Room. Still powered by Shrimpzilla, but we don't have enough time to promote Shrimpzilla here. Powered by the products at InfoWarsStore.com. The story's at InfoWars.com right now. Melania Trump torches Dem witness who mocked Barron Trump. So, maybe the first family is finally getting fed up to the point of no return with these Democrat dirtbags. But, you know, Melania Trump, you look at Melania Trump, compare and contrast to Michael Obama. I mean, Melania Trump, folks, I mean, she's just not attractive at all. I mean, she's just not attractive at all. She just doesn't put off that ride or die queen energy that every man lusts for more than any physical lust ever. She just doesn't do it. Nope, she just doesn't have it. And you know, it's funny because look, obviously everybody knows physical attraction is first level, is first dimension, but there's just an energy that Melania has that goes beyond her physical attractive looks. And it's just the ride or die queen energy. I'm I'm with you. I'm going into the flames with you. And it's funny because women get trained, this natural energy that they have as life creators and life preservers and life nurturers gets beat out of them by the system. They're taught to hate men. They're taught to dominate men. And they're told that they're not divine in their ability to create life. And this is what they've done to women. Well, Melania Trump is what a real role model for a woman would be. And they'll sit here and say, well, she posed nude and everything. Well, that's not what's made Melania Trump. What Melania Trump will be remembered for is a five-language speaking first lady who showed the world what a real American woman looks like and acts like, who happens to be from Denmark. Not a fake woman, Michelle Obama. Now, let me finish your phone calls and then do a quick news blitz with some other clips. First, let's go to Corinne in Michigan. Go ahead, Corinne.
Oh, my gosh. That Melania, she is an ugly woman, isn't she?
Mm. Oh, so just so terrible to look at and yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Anyhow, there are so many things that I have going on in my head here as I'm listening to the broadcast, and I'm trying to get it through my head here. You know, first of all, I empathize with your tooth issues. Had a tooth issue last night, and I took the Bodies. I took two capsules of that, and I applied the super glue on the tooth. Now, this tooth is a back molar, and I don't want to get into too much detail, but I had a tooth that was removed before that. That kind of switched the root around in the last molar, and man, I was in pain last night. But I had one penicillin pill left, and I'm hoping, I'm keeping my fingers crossed, this isn't going to happen. Now, in regards to the witnesses, and this is jumping into the impeachment coup, I think that they've got about as much proof as I had from two different dentists. One said, you better get a root canal. And the other one said, well, you got two choices. You can live with it, or you can just learn to chew carefully. And so this is how you can get distracted and deterred. You're being lured by one piece of advice versus the other.
So yeah, but it's more like a crooked dentist who just wants to get, you know, a $2,000 bill sent to you. You know, like he knows you don't need a root canal, but he knows you don't know any better. So he says it anyway. And then he gets the root canal surgery. Oh, it didn't take. Then he gets the tooth injection surgery. And then he gets to this surgery. So that's really what the Democrats would be more like if you're making that analogy. Thanks for the call, Corinne, and your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's go to Dan in Georgia. Go ahead, Dan.
Something about Doug Collins, and it's that he trolled them. He baited them. And just the way, I love how he said, can you name one thing in the Adam Schiff report that substantiated, and they all just stood there.
Yeah, that was Matt Gaetz, by the way, but Doug Collins was good today,
Matt
too.
Gaetz.
But yeah.
That was too funny.
Yeah, because it just shows how fraudulent they are. And it's like a poker player. It's like if somebody's sitting at the table and is like, ooh, I've got the best hand ever. It's the greatest hand. And then it's their turn to bet and they fold. You're like, oh, you didn't have a hand.
Yeah, and if these Republicans in these impeachment hearings were smart, they would take that clip, film it on their phone, and then during the entire impeachment hearing, they just roll that clip anytime they get a chance to speak.
It's just fraud stacked on top of fraud stacked on top of fraud with these Democrats.
Yeah.
And that's what it comes down to. And Matt Gaetz made them put their money on the table, and they didn't do it. Go figure. Thank you for the call, Dan. Let me squeeze in some final clips and some final news stories. I'm sorry to the callers I couldn't get to. First, let's just do this real quick, guys. Let's go to clip 18. Now, this is one of the strangest things I've ever seen in my life. And if it wasn't for Andrew Yang's campaign manager, Who knows how many men would have gotten on their knees for Andrew Yang to deliver his cream into their mouths? I'm not kidding. Roll the clip. So here he is celebrating his campaign headquarters, spraying whipped cream into his supporters' mouths who are on their knees by his crotch. And then he does it again. Guys, go full screen to that because we just missed it. Here, rewind it. Go full screen. The guy comes and does it again, and his campaign manager's like, dude, these are bad optics. What are you doing? And he's totally clueless. Yang is totally clueless to how stupid he looks. And this is like, this is such the epitome of the clown world, folks. This is a real presidential candidate. I mean, give me a break, man. That shows you how pathetic the Democrat Party is right now. This guy with men getting on their knees in front of his crotch and him spraying white cream into their mouths. That's literally what's happening here. And it takes his campaign manager, after him already doing this, to tell him, hey, maybe you should stop. That is a real candidate, probably even top five candidate for the Democrat Party. Okay. I'm sorry. All right. Let's go now to the failed presidential candidate. I guess there was nobody she could, pleasure to get a presidential nomination. So Kamala Harris dropped out. Here's her explanation as to why.
11 months ago at the launch of our campaign in Oakland, I told you all that I am not perfect, but I will always speak with decency and moral clarity.
Liar.
And treat all people with dignity and respect.
Oh, yeah. Like Trump.
That I will lead with integrity.
And lead? You don't lead anything.
And so that's what I've tried to do every day of this campaign. And here's the truth today. I've taken stock and I've looked at this from every angle. And over the last few days, I have come to one of the hardest decisions of my life. So here's the deal, guys. My campaign for president simply does not have the financial resources to continue and the financial resources we need to continue. I'm not a billionaire. I can't fund my own campaign. And as the campaign has gone on.
All right, get it out. Now, see, here's what she's really doing. She has no support. She has no identity. That's why she's dropping out. But what does she do? She takes a shot at the white men billionaires who are the real candidates. So that's her actually taking a shot at Trump and taking a shot at Bloomberg and then making an excuse like, oh, I just can't compete financially. No, nobody likes you. You suck. Literally and politically. But let's now go, you know what, Representative Premier Jay Appal and these other Democrats are basically saying that what Trump is doing is unprecedented, but what they're doing is actually unprecedented. I've got all these clips. We have Hillary Clinton, who is just on Howard Stern attacking Bernie, saying he's a Russian agent. So Hillary's about to run again, folks. Everybody who won't get on Hillary's hide is basically a Russian agent now, according to Hillary. So she's telling you she's getting ready to run. Bill Barr is said to doubt report backing FBI in 2016 Russia inquiry. Yeah. Barr knows the Democrats spied illegally and Horowitz won't report on it. A Deutsche Bank executive who just killed himself was a gatekeeper for wealthy customers. He also had ties to Epstein and actually also had ties to Trump and was about to be involved in a court case involving Epstein. Now he's found hanging. So I'm sure there's nothing to see there. Dan Bongino has decided he's going to launch the Bongino report because he says Drudge has abandoned you. Well, I don't know about Drudge abandoning me. He was never my lifeboat, but that's interesting to see. And then you have China is now using DNA and smart tech to map faces in real-time surveillance. And that's coming to America. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.